Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Halloween to you. All right, so last week on the show, I was talking about this stuff with Pete from Scuba Board when it comes to sunscreen. There was an article published that got circulated across the U.S. last week about sunscreen being unsafe for the reefs, and there was a particular chemical that some kind of researchers said that, hey, we got to eliminate this chemical from all sunscreen because it's killing the reef, and we got to do it now, and people are up in arms. I even got, you know, blasted online for sticking up for my friends from Reef Safe, literally from a post from over 2 years ago. And so we're going to get into this a little bit, because this is one of those situations where I think, the media got out there and the sky is falling. I'm not convinced that is the case. However, we have our expert at large, and that would be Dan from Tropical Seas, who makes Reef Safe. And Dan is on Scuba Radio right now. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Hanging in there, Greg. How about you?
I'm good. Now, I know when you say that, you mean that literally, because you've been taking a lot of phone calls from vendors, from customers, are going, hey, well, what is all this stuff I'm reading in the newspaper about Reef Safe not being safe? Or, you know, I mean, because you guys have literally been attacked online on levels that I haven't seen in a long time. I'm sure you're a bit frustrated. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, I'd say that's very fair. The fearmongers are back out there in the media spreading rumors and junk science that is just not substantiated and absolutely not true.
Yes. And you know, I've seen this in other situations where it comes to, you know, shark diving. And it kind of reminds me of that argument back in the year 2000 when we were fighting an effort that just got blown way out of proportion and ended up taking a black eye that was just really unfair. And in this situation, you know, Reef Safe, that is the name of the product. That is the name of your sunscreen. And basically, this article came out last week, said there's an ingredient in all sunscreens that makes sunscreen not reef safe. And there's no such thing as reef safe sunscreen. And wait a minute, you guys have the name. It must be driving you insane, I guess. Am I right?
Not only the name, Greg, but we created Reef Safe specifically to take care of the ocean and its inhabitants.
Yes.
And we have tested Reef Safe to globally accepted test methods, not in some science lab in a college by an associate professor. We have tested it with professionals in independent licensed ecology laboratories.
Yeah.
So including to EPA Region 4 toxicity that we just did last year to further substantiate that Reef Safe is safe for the ocean and its inhabitants.
Yeah.
Yet every year these guys come up with the same old junk science. The FDA limits oxybenzone in a sunscreen at 6%.
Mm-hmm.
Yet these guys go out there, they don't test sunscreen. They never tested Reef Safe. Go test Reef Safe. They'll know it doesn't kill anything. We have done it. We know for a fact. But they test oxybenzone at 100% on coral larvae. Back in 2008, a group of, quote, scientists did the same testing, but they used a coral frag, basically threw it in a Ziploc plastic bag with seawater, dumped the straight sunscreen active chemical in it, set it on a shelf, and said, oops, it died. Well, I think that's going to be normal for just about anything that was treated like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, this is What's crazy about some of the stuff I've read online is that, you know, they've accused you of, you know, jumping on this marketing bandwagon of being a green sunscreen, and like you just started doing this. You guys have been making ReefSafe for how long now?
Since 1995. I was the first. I actually coined the term ReefSafe
because
I was a saltwater enthusiast, and I had several, like 260-gallon saltwater tanks with corals growing in them. And when you'd go to the local aquarium shop, you'd ask them, is this decoration ReefSafe? Is this silicone ReefSafe? So when we came up with, you know, hey, why don't we just adapt this to our sunscreen, because we want it to be ReefSafe for the ocean and its inhabitants. And that goes back to 1995.
Yeah.
These people didn't even have a clue what ReefSafe meant.
Right.
But now they've all copycatted. They are all infringing on our name. And it is. It's very frustrating.
This is Dan's business. He makes his sunscreen. But I got to tell you, I've been approached by competing companies that have come in and tried to get Scuba Radio to, you know, do something with their sunscreen or that way. You know, and I was like, look, I'm doing stuff with ReefSafe. And I have seen some underhanded kind of behind the scenes competitive stuff being spewed back there, that I feel Dan's pain here. I mean, this is tough. It's a competitive environment, and I think he might be getting attacked on that level as well. And that's anecdotal. I'll just leave it at that. But I got to say, there's been a few things along that line that has raised my eyebrows over the last few years. But regardless, when it comes to this particular chemical that these scientists are freaking out about and saying it has to be eliminated now, or we're gonna, you know, it's gonna be the end of the world. Let's talk specifically about your formulation. You have the research that you've done over many years to show that it doesn't harm the reef. It doesn't harm the critters that we want to go see as divers. You're a diver yourself, and that was where this whole, you know, effort came from in the first place.
Exactly.
And, which explains why he calls it ReefSafe, which, you know, I mean, that's what his business is built on. But when it comes to this particular chemical, you mentioned it's 6% of the formula, and what makes it different? Because they're claiming that, you know, whether they put 100% or not, that it could kill the reef. So your argument to that or response to that is what?
Is ReefSafe is not just about the ingredients. It's about the process, the manufacturing process, how we put it together. So we encapsulate all of the sunscreen actives in our waterproof molecule. So that's the first thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
Then our aqueous extract is basically a botanical tea from all plant and vegetable-derived ingredients that the oil molecule is put inside. So then we take that molecule once it's formed, and we put it in another oil molecule so that it's triple encapsulated. So we take and run three times the processing times that a mass-market sunscreen or a zinc or titanium sunscreen would take. All of this is to ensure that when ReefSafe starts biodegrading in the ocean and the seawater, it comes apart as carbons, hydrogens, nitrogens, oxygens. The oxybenzone just doesn't jump out of the formula and say, oh, let's go attack corals,
mm-hmm.
because it comes apart as carbons.
Got it. So it gets diluted, and it doesn't become the full force of its chemical, you know, trouble for the reef or something to that effect. Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
And then,
okay.
Yeah, the minute you apply ReefSafe to your skin, ReefSafe is a breathable film former. So it forms a film over your skin. And yes, the sunscreens are absorbed into your bloodstream, but the minute you put it on your skin, it's starting to biodegrade. Because your body, your skin, you lose 30 to 40 million skin cells an hour. So those are constantly shedding off. But by forming this film on your skin, we're kind of making it last 60 to 80 minutes in seawater. And when it does come off, you know, let's go back to, I'm sure everybody knows how to make a vinaigrette salad dressing, right? You have your water and your oil. What happens when you try and put them together? The oil floats to the top. Well, the sunscreens that we use are all oil soluble. So that is going to go to the top of the water column in the ocean. And where are the corals? They're on the bottom.
Okay. You sound like you know what you're doing, because you've done it since 1995. I mean, it's crazy that you have to be put in this defensive position. Yeah. And I feel your pain. I mean, the alternative, what they're saying, is to use sunscreens that are what, zinc-based or something like that?
Yeah, and if you check out our video that's on your website, the lab experiment video we did.
Right, and under Dive News, you can use.
That's not true.
Not only that, that you had given me a paper that showed that zinc actually is toxic, according to the Dow Chemical Company. Am I right?
According to the zinc and titanium manufacturers, those ingredients are considered ocean pollutants, and the zinc is highly toxic to all aquatic environments.
Yeah, and this is the alternative to this chemical that the researchers are, like, steering people towards. So it's crazy what you're having to deal with. I feel your pain. ReefSafe is the brand. Know that it is safe. You should still use it. It was made by a diver for divers. So how much better can it be? Once again, you can go to Dive News You Can Use and see that video that he referenced and learn more on your own. So support them. They're getting beat up unfairly right now. All right, we got more of our Halloween edition of Scuba Radio coming up. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is Halloween. And thank God we can only do this once a year. I mean, if we had to play this more than once, it'd drive you insane, wouldn't it? At least we can do it today and get it out of our system. I got Clay McCardle, the big cheese, the big kahuna from Explorer Ventures with us right now. Clay, how are you? And happy Halloween.
You know, I've got long experience with you picking out great songs for different intros and all that.
You like this one,
huh? Yeah, that's sort of like It's a Small World.
Yeah, it is. Kind of grates on your nerves the same way, doesn't it?
more than a little bit.
Well, hey.
Back to the drawing board to you. How are you doing today?
Okay, I'm good. You know, feasting on some treats. while we do the show. It's getting me through. I got a sugar high going.
Stuffing your cheeks
now.
With candy corn as
yes.
you're trying to talk on the radio. Yeah,
as we're supposed to, right?
Yeah,
we can do
of
that.
Of course.
Yeah. But we'd rather be diving. And you know, that's what you can do with Explore Ventures. You know, we just finished up our big scuba radio scuba cruise in the Turks and Caicos a couple weeks ago. The best one ever by far. And it just shocks me. They keep getting bigger and better than ever. And we are talking about setting up the next one for 2016. I don't know. How much can we share? Can we tease them a little bit?
You might as well tease them a little bit. I mean, that's what you're known for after
all. Well, true. That is true. So, this was talked about on the boat. So the people on the boat already know this. And I've kind of inferred this a little bit on the radio. But we are looking to go to the Maldives in 2016 because you guys have a new vessel out there, right?
We do indeed. We've got the Carpe Nova Explorer will be starting service in March.
The Carpe Nova.
2016 to serve the Maldives. So,
and Carpe Nova means what?
Carpe Novo, which means seize the year, opposed to
okay.
seize life or seize the day, which are the other boats.
I thought it had something to do with Aldo Nova from the 80s or some 80s rock guy, but it's seize the day instead of Carpe Vita, which is seize the, what is it again?
Seize life.
Yes. All right, so seize the day and then seize your life, or I don't know. It's one of those, it's see something. But it really doesn't matter because the boat is spectacular. The Vita is.
Did you take Latin in school?
Hell no. Pig Latin, and I failed that too.
Yeah, so. Well, I took like 5 years of Latin, and I still had to look it up. So,
okay,
you know.
Well, there you go. All right, so you got this new vessel, and we're talking about visiting the boat there in the Maldives at some point in 2016. We're working out the dates, and of course, we'll share those with you as soon as they become available. The boat itself, what can you tell me about it? Is it a carbon copy of the Vita, or is it a totally different layout, or what? What do we know?
It's very similar to the Vita. It's just a tad bigger. And it's got a different cabin configuration, but very, very similar to the Vita.
Yeah.
So, which is a boat you've been on more than I have.
Well, I've been on it twice. I spent my 50th birthday on the Carpe Vita with Agnes and the crew and just had a spectacular time. It was my choice to go spend my 50th birthday there. That should tell you how much I wanted to go back, and that was my second trip to the Maldives. So, I love the area. It's warm water. It's marine life extraordinaire. It's just crazy. And the boat, I can't imagine how you could make the Carpe Vita any better. That's why I was asking you, what is different? How do you improve on that? My God, it's crazy.
No, it's going to be, the Novo is going to be working on some different sort of more long-range itineraries. We'll be doing fewer dives a day. She'll be doing three dives a day instead of four, which is what the Vita does. But three dives a day is really standard in the Maldives, and that enables us to do some of the more, back and beyond type diving with the longer transit times to see some of the more remote areas.
Very nice. So, we're talking about doing that for a trip, and we're not locked into that. And we haven't decided. We're still there's so many places to go when you're working with the folks from Explore Ventures, because we could plan another trip to the Galapagos. It's been way too long since I've been there, or you, for that matter, probably. Am I right?
Yeah, I haven't been down there about a little over a year, I guess.
Well, that's
too long.
It's
time to go down and visit that. Yeah, exactly. It's far too long.
Yeah, so we could do the Galapagos, the Humboldt Explorer. Of course, we'd go back to the Turks and Caicos. We could do Saba St. Kitts. I mean, and I know you're getting ready for the DEMA show next week, and this is where you roll out some new specials for the travel wholesalers, the dive shops that are coming in to visit DEMA for the week and find out what they can offer their local customer base and their local markets. Is there anything we can share here today with folks?
Yeah, we've got some price incentives. We got some extra free berth incentives for full charter bookings on all of our destinations. So if you run a dive shop or handle their travel department, check our website, give us a call. We'd be happy to fill you in on those. And better yet, stop by our booth at DEMA. We'll be there from Wednesday through Saturday next week.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I when I flew back from the Turks and Caicos from our last trip, Clay, I'm in Orlando International Airport waiting on my bags, and sure enough, a guy goes, goes, "Hey, Greg, how you doing?" And it was one of the local stores here in the Orlando area. They were getting back from a trip he had done in the Red Sea with some customers of his. And I said, "Dude, what are you doing that for when you could have been on our trip in the Turks and Caicos? What's the matter with you?" He goes, "That's your trip. I thought that was one of those scuba radio scuba cruises." You know, anybody can book these, Clay. We don't lock anybody out. So if you're a dive shop listening and you hear us talk about a trip we're on, or any trip for that matter, booking one of these is the way to go. It's very much like a one-stop shop, right?
Yeah, very true. And, you know, booking a liveaboard is so much easier than a lot of different options that you can do travel-wise, simply because everybody's coming down, they're boarding the same boat for the week, and they're on the same travel schedule. So basically all there is to figure out a ticket down there that meets the boat schedule, board the boat, and you're done.
Yeah. Dive club, whatever the case may be, book a small group or whatever, and you're good to go. And they take care of everything for you at Explore Ventures. As we've talked about many times, I mean, the people on the boat this time had a couple of them had some special, requests. One was a vegetarian, had to have a special meal set up, no problem. Another one wanted a special tank valve set up that was, a din valve instead of the typical, what's the other, K-valve, or I don't know. He was like a tech diver, and he goes, "I got to have this kind of thing. Well, can they do that?" And they did. It was no problem, and he was actually quite impressed with how the crew handled them, and the folks at Explore Ventures set it up in advance before he even got on the boat. So it was no issue whatsoever. That's what you can expect from Clay and the gang at Explore Ventures. So, Clay, I guess I'll have to let you get back to your trick-or-treating, because Halloween is your favorite day of the year, right?
Well, yeah. Halloween is my significant other's birthday. So she is a mild-mannered medical provider most of the time, and on Halloween she turns nuts.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to put on my bubble suit
and let her go to town.
Celebrate her birthday for her.
Okay. Yep. I don't know if that's a trick or a treat, but there's a video that ought to pop up on YouTube eventually somewhere. ExploreVentures.com. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, I am Greg the Dive Master, and Big Wave Dave is on the line, trick-or-treating, or driving down the highway, or a combination of both, because he's on his way to Orlando for the DEMA show with the Be a Diver Pool. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. We'll get it straight at one point, though. I am at a rest stop taking a little bit of break, so I'm not driving currently.
Okay, so you're trick-or-treating at a local rest stop along the highway.
Well, yeah, gotta get the goodies.
Okay, lots of goodies. Hopefully more treats than tricks, if you know what I'm saying. But that's for another show and another time. But I know you're excited. The show's shaping up to be great. I'm getting a lot of buzz leading up to the DEMA show here next week. Are you feeling it too, Dave, or what? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, great. I'm looking forward to get down to Florida. Some nice weather. You know, it's... We get a bunch of good stuff lined up in the pool. It's a demo. Watch them do some free diving, breath hold stuff, and all kinds of good stuff.
Excellent. So that's what you got planned for the Be a Diver Pool on the DEMA show floor in Orlando. There's some free divers that are planning to do some exhibitions on what, how to be a better free diver, or breath holding, or a little bit of everything, or what?
Well, one of the things that will be breath holding, basically how to double the time you hold your breath. That'll be a couple different segments, and then we'll have some other new products you can try out, some new fins, all kinds of some rebreathers, all kinds of stuff.
Excellent. Now, you get a little time to go in there and play yourself in between all the festivities, or they get you working too much? Because, Dave is like the man at the DEMA show. He pretty much is running around on a cart or something, doing something literally 24/7. But surely you get time to go play, maybe work on your breath holding with some of these folks, do you? Do you get that opportunity or no?
Yeah, sometimes I'll try this stuff, try the rebreathers, things like that. It just depends how each day goes. You never know.
There you go. BeADiver.com. That's the website to see where he's going to be. Of course, he's going to be at the Dima show next week. We will be broadcasting from the show floor, and I'm sure we'll do a segment or two with you right by the pool.
Sounds great. And by the way, I'll be staying down in Florida because 2 weeks later, I'll be in Fort Myers for the boat show.
Well, there you go. Fort Myers boat show. All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort. Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
Oh, hold on. I am not a girl, just for the record. But I look pretty hot in the grass skirt. That's what they said when we were in Fiji. So we'll leave it at that for now. Happy Halloween to you. I am Greg the Dive Master. I have Eric Douglas on via Skype right now as we get ready for the Dima show next week. Eric, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. It's good to join you. Happy Halloween.
Back at you. You know, you're getting ready to do some tricks and treats tonight, I guess. Am I right? Or are you just going to be hunkered down writing more, you know, dive-related novels and things?
Well, a little bit of both. Actually, the funny thing is in my home in West Virginia, they actually don't do trick or treat on Halloween night because they don't like the kids out on Saturday night when all the adults are out being weird.
Hmm.
So we actually had trick or treat a couple days ago.
Okay, interesting. Well, that seems a little strange, but hey, whatever works. Well, gives the parents a night off too, so they can go out and have a good old time on a Saturday night, I guess, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, so we had a couple hundred kids come through here a couple days ago. But tonight, yeah, tonight's going to be spooky stories and just hanging by the house, I think.
Very nice. All right. Booksbyeric.com is a website you can go to and check out all of Eric's releases, including Lionfish, the latest novella that he wrote that incorporates the Scuba Radio crew. It's been getting rave reviews from everybody who's read it, and we've been getting the emails from folks. You know, I took the first hardbound copies on our Turks and Caicos trip with Explorer Ventures at Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. I gave everybody a copy of the book. Some of them read it right there on the book on the boat and thoroughly enjoyed it. And I've been getting emails from folks as well that have downloaded the ebook from Amazon.com or picked up a copy on their own. You can order the paperback as well through there. But they all love it. And matter of fact, a couple people have asked, like, hey, Greg, is there any chance that we could get an autographed copy? I hear you're going to be at Dima with Eric and your entire crew that are talked about in the book. Is there any chance you could get some autographed copies of everybody and make it available to them? I said, oh, hell no.
No.
You know, that's an interesting idea. Let me look into it. Yeah.
You know, I always used to tell people that when I signed books, I always thought of it more as defacing them than actually adding any value to them. But if somebody wants my signature in a book, I can do that.
Yeah. Well, it could be they're trying to get our signature so they can forge checks and that kind of thing. But hey, you know, that won't work in that regard either. I mean, you should see my bank. Exactly. But it's nice that they are asking. So we'll see if we can work that out while we're at the Dima show, because I am going to have the entire Scuba Radio crew out there, and you'll be out there as well, Eric. So we'll get everyone together, sign a few books, and maybe make a couple of available between now and the Christmas gift giving season.
Ooh,
maybe
that's a great idea.
Maybe we can do something special. We'll see. But
get drunken Santa to give them away.
You know what? I don't think we should allow him to touch them because that'll definitely deflower them or defoul them. I don't know. Well, he'll do something wrong to them, and then they'll totally be worthless. But we'll see. We'll do something with that and have some fun along the way as well. Now, we are giving away a bunch of copies at the Dima show thanks to our friends at Divers Direct, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Divers Direct, and specifically through Ocean Divers. They bought Ocean Divers down in the Keys just a few months ago, actually. But they'll be at the show with an Ocean Divers booth, and so So in the morning, we'll be giving away vouchers to 20 lucky fans every morning, and very nice. Then they can go over to the Ocean Divers booth and pick up their copy of Lionfish.
There you go. Ocean Divers right down there in Key Largo. So they're going to have a booth and presentation there at the DEMA show. And so that's how we're doing it. So you got to just be there at the opening of DEMA if you are coming to the event next week. Make sure you're there by 9:30 a.m. at the latest. Show opens at 10. And between 9:30 and 10, we're going to give away these 20 copies each morning of the show, as well as live aboard trips and all kinds of cool stuff from Explorer Ventures, our friends from Reef Safe, Polar Pro filters. Oh, man, we got so much stuff to give away this year. It is insane. It's going to be quite a party. I know you're looking forward to it, right, Eric?
I didn't make it to DEMA last year out in Vegas, so I'm stoked to be back at DEMA this year. Looking forward to seeing a bunch of good friends, but, you know, just talking about diving, and if we can't be underwater, we might as well be talking about diving, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's like a giant tiki bar. After your day of diving, and maybe that day has lasted for the entire year, and you bring all your dive friends together under the tiki bar and just start sharing your fish tales with friends, and that's what this ends up being, especially in the afternoon and evening hours as we, network with our dive industry friends. So it's quite a party. We're going to be doing a radio show there and giving you a little glimpse behind the curtain. If you don't belong to the industry and don't have access to DEMA, you'll be able to listen in on some of the festivities next week, and Eric will probably be a part of those those recordings from the show floor as well. And
edit some of those
always. I have to. It's one of the most edited shows we have to do every year because there's a lot of drinking going on, you know, so people can get through the day and that kind of thing. They're not diving. They're just talking about it. So, you know, and they're standing in their booths all day. So, yeah, there might be some social lubrication to help them get through. And that creates good radio, and radio that sometimes has to be edited accordingly for public consumption. But we'll do what we can. It's always a fun show to do for sure. So make sure you listen next week for that. Now, not only are we going to be promoting your book Lionfish, Eric, but you'll have your entire, you know, line, all the releases of stuff you've been doing. What's the latest? What are you doing right now?
You know, actually, one interesting story or interesting book I'm working on right now, the latest book that's out is, of course, Return to Cayman. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that earlier this year. But actually, the most interesting project I've got coming up, I'm actually working on a biography of a really interesting diver. Do you know Leo Morales? Have you ever met Leo?
The name sounds familiar, but it escapes me at the moment.
Leo is a disabled diver. He's missing an entire leg. He lost it to cancer. But Leo has done now two world record dives for a disabled diver. The first one to more than 400 feet, and then the second one, he was actually underwater for 15.6 kilometers. He did the entire Cozumel, or most of the Cozumel dive park on a single dive. He was using a rebreather.
But wow.
He's missing an entire leg. So I'm actually working on a biography of him.
Cool. I've
been doing a number of interviews with Leo and just talking about a really inspiring human being and a pretty tremendous diver as well.
Well, is he going to be at the DEMA show next week, or do you know?
No, he will be. He will be at the show.
Well, we'll have to go have a little chat with him. Yeah, I'm not really familiar with that story, so it sounds like quite a good topic for you to explore and maybe educate some folks like me and everyone else. So yeah, you hope to have released.
I'd love to introduce you guys.
Yeah, but you hope to have that biography out sometime in 2016. Is that the plan?
That's the plan. He's actually looking towards doing a third world record dive that I believe is now actually he's done the first two in Mexico. I think this third one's going to be in Egypt to actually break his depth dive. So there'll be a biography on him in 2016.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we'll definitely look out for that. That sounds good. And I know you, you post quite a bit on Facebook, and I follow Eric quite a bit. And I saw you do something about Halloween stories or something. I'm like, hey, is Eric kind of jumping into the theme this week or what? What's going on with the Halloween stuff?
You know, I'm not a big horror writer. That's not really my genre, but it's fun to play with every once in a while. So for the last couple of years, and you can see the last couple of years on my website, but for the last couple of years, I've invited other writer friends of mine to give me their Halloween story.
Okay.
And so then I collect them all and post links to them all on my website. So it's just a Halloween collection of free short stories. Actually, one of the ones I did last year had a diving theme to it. But most of them are just kind of spooky stories. This year, we're actually doing what we call flash fiction. So these are the 100-word stories. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, 100 words for some people is a really good sentence. But
yeah,
it's an interesting challenge to be able to tell a story and to twist it enough so it catches somebody's attention in only 100 words. So that's our challenge this year. But we're collecting Halloween stories, and those will be posted. Actually, I'm going to post them Friday.
Okay. At booksbyeric.com?
Booksbyeric.com.
Right.
It'll be under the free fiction section.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you can check out the previous two. And there's actually one up there that was inspired by a good mutual friend of ours. My Halloween story from last year features a character named Abby.
Aha. Interesting. As in Mermaid Abby.
As in Mermaid Abby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah. And you say it's fiction, but we don't really know, do we?
We just never know.
Is that still available there at booksbyeric.com, too?
It is.
All right. Well, there you go. Look it up, and that'll be your little treat for Halloween today from the world's first radio show devoted to diving and our buddy Eric Douglas.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Before you jet off to your next exotic dive destination, brush up on your scuba skills with Paddy Reactivate. The all-new Reactivate program is designed to update divers on the fundamental scuba skills and dive principles, giving you the skills you need to jump back in and dive with confidence. Show off your new Paddy replacement certification card and your refreshed skills on your trip when you reactivate. Contact your local Paddy Dive Center, resort, or instructor and get started today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la scuba radio. I love scuba radio. Especially, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, I would say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Yeah, 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 yeah.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and what a way to complete our Halloween edition of our big show today with none other than Captain Cocktail, who just completed his Halloween dive. How you doing there, Jeff? What's going on down in South Florida today? Okay, that means he's been...
The werewolf dive, man.
He's definitely dressed up as Captain Cocktail. I have no doubt about
it.
Actually,
Greg, I went as a Bruce Jenner fish.
You did, huh?
You're not familiar with it. It's also called a clownfish.
Okay. Interesting.
Can you say that on radio? I don't know.
We can say it.
Is that PC?
And we can send the hate mail to Jeff at SouthFloridaDiving.com.
Oh, thank you very much for that, Greg.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
It was just a little pun, a little Halloween humor. That's all. Don't everybody take it serious.
It's all good. It's all good for sure. We can get away with that stuff on a day like today. And this morning, you guys did your Halloween dive at South Florida Diving Headquarters down there in Pompano. And what'd you do? Underwater pumpkin carving, costumes, what? What'd you do?
First dive was on the haunted wreck, where we did the costume contest and did a little spooky dive.
Okay.
And then on the second one, we went shallow and did the pumpkin carving contest.
All right.
Which is always a hoot.
Very nice. So spooky diving tales what? Did you guys like light up the wreck somehow or do something special?
Oh, yeah. We had skeletons. We had people dressed up to scare people. I was a little concerned. I was checking the Patty liability form. I'm not sure that covered that. But
yeah.
Hey, everybody's good, so we're all right.
That's right. Heart problems? No, they're good to go.
No, we checked off before we left. Make sure nobody had any heart problems.
Yeah, they go right by the book for sure. So this is a great time of year to go diving and just incorporate some of the holiday festivities diving adventures.
There's a lot going on. Next week we got the boat show down here. Are you coming down for the boat show?
Well, we got to get take care of Dima first. That's in Orlando.
Oh, that's true.
And then,
the same time.
Yeah, and so then I'm going to leave straight from Dima and head down to Fort Lauderdale for in a private plane, because that's how I roll, my friend.
Oh, excuse me, Rockefeller.
Yeah, I know people. So, yeah, but I'm coming down there to do the boat show on Sunday and Monday, after DEMA.
Hey, we're going to be announcing something at the Fort Lauderdale booth at DEMA. So people need to stop by.
Really?
What's coming next summer, man? It's going to be, I just want to tease it. Come by the booth.
Yeah.
We'll see what's going on next summer. It's going to be incredible.
All right. Well, we're doing a show from the show floor. We're doing a broadcast,
Scuba Radio
broadcast from the show floor. So maybe we can announce this next week on the show. But you've got to wait till DEMA to make the official announcement. That's what you're saying, huh?
Yes, right. I do.
So it's big news for divers. You'll give us that much.
It's big news for divers. That's right.
Cool. So are you looking forward to DEMA? I mean, obviously, that's a big part of it. But you love, it's going to be fun, isn't it?
I love being on the show floor, but more importantly, I love to go into Greg's parties.
with
the mermaids and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm actually getting an award at DEMA this year, dude. We got to, you got to come out to the Platinum Pro 5000 party. I'm getting an award there. Did you hear about this?
Award?
Yeah. I'm being inducted into the Platinum Pro 5000 award member club. You didn't know about this.
Who'd you pay for this?
Well, I there's people I know. Once again,
it's
how I roll.
Folks, you need to check into that.
Yes.
We need verification on that.
Well, this is my first award in the dive industry, Jeff. So how about that? You're going to come out and celebrate with me, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, give us an excuse.
And then, I thought the award they were going to give you is like the most rum runners drank in one outing.
Well, that would be a job for Captain Cocktail and his sometimes sidekick Liquor Boy.
Do they have that award? Because I'm going to be up for that.
Well, I don't know if they get an award, but they usually make an appearance at DEMA at some point, don't you think?
Absolutely. I want some of that cassava from the Fiji, and then where's your boy with the moonshine?
Oh, he'll be there. Jerry the Diver Guy is going to be on site.
Jerry the Diver Guy? All right,
yes,
good.
Yes, indeed. And I don't know about
moonshine. I'm going to make a shout out now, Jerry.
Well,
come by the Fort Lauderdale booth.
It's not moonshine. It's spring water from the mountains of Virginia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
It's apple pie spring water.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Could be. Could be. Not being that specific, but we'll have to see what materializes. Yeah, he'll be there, the whole crew, Bubble Boy, CJ, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, Valentina, our psychic mermaid. You could get your future read. there at DEMA this year by one of our mermaids. Jeff, how's that sound? That's kind of spooky. That's kind of Halloween-like.
Yes.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
She talks to dead people. So we were talking about maybe channeling the spirit of Jacques Cousteau and getting him on our broadcast next week. I wanted to do it on Halloween, but I couldn't coordinate her schedule. She's too busy, you know, reading people today. So we had to wait. and it's something you got to do in person, too. So she'll be out there at the DEMA show with us. And maybe she'll read your future or talk to, you know, your dead relatives or something. And they'll lecture you good, I'm sure.
Sounds great to me. If she can read me, that'd be amazing.
You think?
I want her to read me.
Yeah, you're an open book. Everybody can read you. I can read you.
I'm an open book.
Yes.
She's probably going to go, this is nothing but a blur. I don't see much of anything here. But
that would make sense for Captain Cocktail, a.k.a.
All
Jeff.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. And that'll do it for our special Halloween edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Safe diving, everybody.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.